All right, there we are. Okay, can you hear me all right, Dr. Elmo?
Yes, I can.
All right. Before we start, I just have to tell you, I was so fascinated by all of the facts that Pam sent to me. My gosh, you have led an extraordinary life, and I'm thrilled. So thanks so much for taking time with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So, and I'm going to, there's so much that I'm going to just jump right in with you. And then when I'm going to play this in its entirety, like I said, but then have snippets where I can do intros and outros. So,
okay.
All right. So we will begin. I'm speaking with Dr. Elmo. We know him as the genius behind the song Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Thank you so much for joining me today, Dr. Elmo.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on with you, Chris.
I have to tell you, I grew up with this song. We sang it in our house all the time. It is a huge song here in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Everybody say it just ties in so perfectly with our area and our culture. So this is a special treat. It's a special treat for sure. And I mentioned to you off air, you have led an extraordinary life, which you know, this is not news to you. But as I was reading through everything that you have done, your accomplishments in the past, the present, and who knows what you've got planned for the future, but I can't wait to see. So, Dr. Elmo.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
That's music to my ears.
Well, excellent. Excellent. It was music to mine to know I could actually speak with you. I'm like a kid at Christmas every day. I truly am. So, but if you don't mind, tell me, there's so much, I'm not even quite sure where to start. He's a doctor, he's a veterinarian, he's an athlete, he's a performer, he is a songwriter. Where do I begin? So why don't we start with your young years? You are a native of Kentucky.
I am, and I wanted to be a jockey because when I was 18 years old, I was still only 5'2" and weighed about 100 pounds. And when you're that size in high school, you don't get that many dates. So maybe I was trying to overcompensate later on in life. But I had been riding racehorses since I was 10 years old. But then when in my next year, like when I turned 19, I grew 6 inches taller, and suddenly my jockey aspirations went out the window.
That's right. And being from Kentucky, Run for the Roses and the Kentucky Derby, it was a dream dashed. So
yes, it was.
But that didn't stop you. You made other dreams come true.
Well, yes. You know, I thought the next best thing would to be a veterinarian, because I always really liked it when the veterinarians came to work on the horses. And I thought, you know, if I'm too big to ride, and I'm not that big, but you have to be really little to be a jockey.
Yes.
So then I became a veterinarian.
So that was one of my questions. Where did your love for animals start? And that's where it started, in Kentucky with the horses.
That's right. I was raised on a farm, and we weren't just one of these elite horse farms. We had all the other animals too, you know, chickens, pigs, and cattle and milk cows and all that. So we had kind of a regular all-around farm.
Yeah. Now, is this where you developed your love of music also and learning to play the banjo?
Not at all. To my surprise, I became a veterinarian. I worked on the racetrack in New York for a little while, then moved to San Francisco. And when I was in San Francisco, I was probably maybe like 33, 34 years old. Mm-hmm. And I started going to see this bluegrass band. And I really loved them, and they would invite me home after a gig over to their house, and they'd play all night. And I was so enamored with that. And they said, you know, if you like it so much, you should try and learn how to play yourself. So I guess when I was maybe like 34, 35, I started playing the banjo just as a hobby, and that's how I got into music. I never expected to do anything beyond being a hobby.
Yeah. See what an inspiration this is, especially for people who decide to take up something new in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, and beyond. You picked it up, and then off you went.
Yes, I really had the bug for it. You know, I wanted to play a lot. I don't think I have any exceptional talent at all, but I worked really hard at it. I just really loved playing the banjo.
Yeah, yeah. And I too, because I'm a huge music fan. I love music. I work in the music industry, and I play a couple of instruments myself. And I always tell people, even if you don't have a natural gift, you can learn anything. So thank you for that inspiration for wannabe musicians.
Thank you. I think you nailed it, like when you said that you can learn anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I still to this day don't think that I have any kind of natural talent. I just worked so hard at it that eventually it started, you know, things started coming together.
Yeah.